Hey guys, thanks for tuning in for the Detour Live. Another massive stage at the Tour of Spain, and we're joined, as always, by four-time national road champion from Australia, who's live at the Vuelta. He's at the the lobby of a hotel.
I am. I've moved downstairs where it didn't work last night, but the bar's pretty packed. But we've found a quiet corner, so here we go.
But massive stage. At the Vuelta, Iffy, and Jay Vine, he's done it again.
Oh, mate, unbelievable. I mean, we'll go through the interviews, talk to him this morning, and he said, to get up the road, he'd already decided going for the climber's jersey. And I said, but mate, you're the best climber here. You can win this from either way. And he went, and then I quizzed him on it again, but it's just wonderful. The break got clear. There were some good bikers in there, Solar and Lander. And yet already I'm looking at that and saying, Jay would just ride away from these guys. I just knew he would ride away from those guys, which he did. So isn't it amazing? That win 2 days ago, when we saw what he really was capable of, changed everything. It changed everything in his mind too. So, we had this the most amazing day. Great to be a part of it.
Well, let's have a look at the stage results. As you can see, Jay Vine got the honours. Mark Soler, 43 seconds back. But from the GC perspective, Remco pulls a little bit more time on Yates. Roglic was in the same group as him. Few big surprises, Iffy. On the GC front?
Yates was right there. He sort of yo-yoed. He wouldn't go too hard. I spoke to him afterwards, and he was comfortable. It was a pretty – he was okay. And you're remembering tomorrow's stage, today's stage for you, is a monster. The uphill finish there is even harder than today. And I got to tell you, I was blown away driving the final of today. It was just staggeringly good. This is where Simon won the Vuelta in 2018. This was the stage which he cleaned up and took him to the victory. So, he's confident that he can go well tomorrow for us, today for you.
Well, this is the profile you're talking about. It's nasty. There's a cat too.
It's a bit nasty, but when you get people who aren't looking at this, who are listening on video, on audio, seriously, the last part, it's almost like a wall.
Yeah.
There's no, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's 24% gradients in it. And Simon loves that. But I've got to tell you, Jay Vine could do it again. I mean, he is the best climber in this bike race right at this moment. And I tried to get a question in with Evenepoel this morning. I finally got it in after the stage.
Yeah.
So I asked him what he thought about Jay. And it's a shame that his peak cap didn't show his eyes. He was looking at me, and you could see he was very impressed with Jay Vine.
All right, well, all those interviews are coming up. Let's get to the interviews you did before the start. And, of course, you caught up with Luke Plapp, who's been a regular on the show. Enjoy.
Jay, good morning. Now, we've got a couple of big days coming up today. It's a pretty serious mountain up.
Yeah, it's pretty serious, but it's also not very long. So, I mean, like we saw last year earlier in the Vuelta, the teams really tried to control early on. I think it was on stage 7, and it ended up just being a selection of 30 GC guys, and then they let the break go after that. So I mean, we could be racing till the first 50 kilometres into that next valley before they finally let something go. Or they could just let it go straight away in the first 2 kilometres. It'll really depend.
Well, you've got a cat two right from the start. Fire the gun and straight into a cat two. That always makes it a hard start.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a bit of a fake news climb as well. The first 2 or 3 Ks are really shallow, and then it's all like 8.5, 7, 7.5%. So, yeah, it's a pretty tough start. But the road's easily blocked if the right move goes. So I think Quickstep will be happy to shut it down very quickly. I've just got to make sure I play it smart.
I've got a feeling it could be your GC riders racing for the stage again in both days. And with your newborn form and showing your true form, you've got to be a chance in either today or tomorrow for the stage win.
Yeah, I think we're lucky enough that I'm so far down on GC that I've got multiple options. You know, being at 8 minutes, I can do a breakaway. I can follow one of the satellite riders for the other guys, because for sure the other teams are going to put satellite riders up the road. But there's also that option. I think I'm climbing really well. I can climb from the GC group and, you know, do a little deal of you go for time, I go for the stage at the end. You know, I think that's also a possibility.
That's all true, but your current form, the form you showed a couple of days ago, I believe you can win from any group. So you don't, not the fact that you're a few minutes down, I don't think makes a difference. You're climbing well enough to win from the leaders.
Yep, for sure. It's, yeah, once again, it still comes down to those tactics. Those tactics from the GC guys. Cycling isn't always about the numbers. Sometimes it's emotional stuff that happened 3 or 4 days ago. So, you know, there might be someone that, you know, follows me on a move to close me down. And it might not be the tactically smart thing to do, but it still happens.
Good luck today, mate.
Thank you.
Ben really fires up today and tomorrow. So what's the plans?
Plan today is to follow as much as I can, and I don't need to try anything. I think you also need to be cautious, so it's still the first week. It's the first real proper mountain stage, but I'm just going to be as careful as I can actually today.
And it's always hard when you start with a cat two out of the block.
Yeah.
It opens up the lungs, doesn't it?
Yeah, it'd be spicy, but you get a good idea about what teams are trying to think about doing, but I don't think it's a stage where you can do long range attacks, you know? Maybe on the final climb, but you can't really ambush someone from that far out. I think it'll just be putting pressure on Quickstep, to be honest. That's going to be the interesting thing.
Good luck today, mate.
All right, see ya.
G'day, Fred. A big day yesterday. You were my pick, actually, for the stage before the start. So.
What's that?
You were my pick before the start. You cost me the tipping.
A bit of pressure in it sometimes when you're favourite for a stage and you kind of... It's hard, even hard to, just to get in the break, but I had a good... It was quite nice, you know, me and Harry were sort of talking on the start line before we rolled off, sort of saying, oh, we're both going to try, and we both ended up there, which is always nice. It's nice when you sort of... Your friends with the guys you're working with, and we had really good, collusion. I mean, until we realised we were going to make it, I think we made the bunch work pretty hard.
Yeah, it was interesting because, you know, you had 50 seconds with like 40k to go. I always thought you would hold it because you were working so well. You're like a team pursuit.
It was perfect. No one really started, you know, we were all doing the same amount. It was looking good. It's just a shame I messed up the sprint, but that's life. And
you're getting so close, of course. Now, the other day you said technically you got it wrong. You seemed to get it fairly right this time. Looking in hindsight, what did you do? Anything wrong?
I just started. I either needed to start the sprint a bit later or come off a wheel, and I ended up sort of basically leading them out. And I still had a pretty decent sprint considering, but yeah, it's hard when you really want the win, and the finish line seems a bit closer than it actually is, I think, sometimes. But
I'm sure you'll get your chance in a few days, but I don't think it'll be today.
I don't think it'll be today. I think, you've got to get over a pretty massive climb to start with, so I'm only thinking about the first 10Ks.
Good luck today, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
If it,
morning, bud. Is there a morning report?
It is.
Now, nasty day for you guys today, like a cat two out of the block.
Scary day, mate. It's a scary day if you can't do 6.5 watts per kilo. Now, look, it's going to be a hell of a day. It's not sure what's going to happen at the start, but I don't reckon four smaller teams are going to roll off. I think we're going to see some pretty big hitters there, and look, we're going to try and put some pressure on Quickstep like I'm sure every other team is. It's going to be a hard start and a hard day.
So, straight onto the training machine now, getting yourself all warmed up.
Yes, right, straight onto the ergo, and look, treating it a bit like a team's pursuit start, it's going to be hard, mate. I think we all know that, and look for some of the other guys and the bigger guys, not in our team, but yeah, I think time cut could be an issue today if people go hard up that first one.
I think it'll be the GC boys racing it out of the top. Who do you think of your team has got going the best at the moment?
Look, it's hard. I think we're going to try and put Carapaz in the early move to get some time back. But look, I think Pavel, he's shown in the last few weeks at Burgos that he's flying in San Sebastian. So, yeah, I think we'll see what happens at that end climb. It's steep at the end and it's hard. It's a bit different to the other day where the last 4K are the hardest here. The other day, the last 4K were the easiest part of the climb. So, yeah, we're going to use our numbers and put some pressure on the other teams, because hopefully it's just the GC guys there and it's one out, but we've got three guys. So, look, we'll play to our numbers and see what happens.
Good luck today, mate.
Thanks, mate. Straight to the ergo.
Can you ride defensively? We see you on the attack a lot. Are you able to just ride defensively and stay calm?
Yes, of course. Why not? I think a good example is Henrik Mass. He's also a really defense rider. So it's up to me to stay calm on the last climb, to try to counter as much attacks as possible, but just don't kill myself. And then it's also quite a long climb, so doing an own pace is not a bad thing on this climb. But yeah, the most important is to not lose time, and if it's possible, I'll try to take time.
Weather aside, how different is today's day from the day ago?
It's quite foggy again. I mean, it's not really, really warm, but it's quite humid as well. Let's hope it stays dry. That would already take a lot of stress away from everybody, so try to get through the day cool.
Remco, you seem remarkably relaxed, as though you're enjoying this whole experience.
I think it's a jersey. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Quick, I'm from Australia.
Guys, I have to go. Right. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Guys, just a quick one from Australia. I've got to go. Sorry.
Bugger.
That's great.
Go the flick. But
get him off.
I could see. I did. And, he looked at me and, yeah, I better give him this. This time, I see you, remembered me, which was nice.
He's great. All good. All's well that ends
well.
He's a
good. He is a. I got a lot of time for Vanderpoel. He's this youngster who everyone reckons is brash. You know, he was a soccer star and everything.
Got his own clothing line already.
All of that, and all of Belgium raves about him. He is a genuinely nice young bloke. Yeah. And I think he could be one of the great superstars. Well, we know he already there.
Yeah, you're just going to fall into line with what everyone else is saying, John.
I reckon he'll win this for Vuelta.
Well, there you go. Gay Will says, for when I can only listen to the potties, it's great when if he says the writer's name at the beginning of the interview. It's even better when he gets the name right. Nice. Madam KV says, loving the interviews and analysis, fellas. How impressive was Mads Pedersen's climbing today? Would love to see Jay Vine do a GC ride in the future, Johnny.
Well, that's going to happen. But that's another story. He's got a lot of work to do. Yeah, time trialing. He's not there. He'll lose a whack of time on Tuesday, whenever it's Monday, wherever that day is. But it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, the sport's changing. These youngsters coming through with no background, and suddenly they're there. Vanderpoel, I mean, what a superstar. As I say, I reckon you'll take this out. I reckon Jay Vine has the, in the future, will be a GC contender.
Mm. Well, the one thing with Jay Vine is if the weather's no good, or he's got logistical issues, he can always train on the ergo. We know that. Andy Matthews says, good morning, guys. Interviews are getting better every day. I have to agree. You're really finding your straps, you and Bazzy. Got the audio working. So plenty more interviews to come. We'll have a quick drinks break when we come back. All the reaction post-race. We catch up with all the big names. So stay tuned.
Look at this bike. You think it's just a bike, right? But it's not. It's a bike. 374 people are looking at. This guy, this girl, them, all looking at it. People from here, there, and wherever this is. People that are looking for a bike. Or just a piece of it. Amateurs, semi-amateurs, and pro-amateurs. This guy wants this bike, but with this crank and these bars. This could be the perfect match, but not this one. This girl has a bike to sell, and thousands of people might purchase it. Eyes on Bikes help grow small businesses. His, hers, yours, and the latest data and insights help those businesses keep moving. We are the world's number one bike marketplace, with over 500,000 products and 900 brands, where buyers and sellers are brought together in a place where a bike is never just a bike. Bike Exchange, where the world buys, sells, learns, and rides.
Massive thanks to our great mates at Bike Exchange. Get over bikeexchange.com.au if you need anything bike-related, road bike, mountain bike, e-bike. There's a big special on them at the moment. You'll be supporting your local dealers, and you'll be getting the best price, Johnny.
And a big special on gravel bikes at the moment, which is taking over the world. They have. They've got a great special going there, so jump on board. So I got to tell you...
Live comment. Andrew says, should Jay Vine be on the start line in Wollongong? Now, this is the issue when you have to pick the squad. You know, you have to have it done in time to get everyone prepped, given that it's only, you know, what, less than 4 weeks away or just under a month. But then you see the form of guys like Jay Vine, and naturally you'd be thinking, far out, if he was in that squad as well over that course. Oh.
Look. You got to feel sorry for the selectors.
It's not an easy job.
Caleb winning the day after they, but seriously,
Your Wi-Fi starting to go, John.
If I would be testing to know. Very good.
You cut out, John.
You never won a race.
You cut out, Johnny. So we'll go to the post race interviews. So stay tuned, and then if you'll get his Wi-Fi sorted when we come back, we'll wrap things up. So enjoy,
Jay. Well, mate, this morning you said you felt okay. You're going to give it a crack. Well, you certainly give it a crack.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a solid crack, that's for sure.
So just take us through the day. You know, you got away in the break early. You said you would try that. How did it all work?
Yeah, like I said before, at the start of the day, the road was going to be really narrow. First two or three Ks were fairly flat before the climb really started. And, you know, we had a couple of guys that were, like, sort of close on GC. And... quick step for, and like the guys were really trying to control the group. We had a pretty big group, and you know, I had Stannard with me, but as we started to get towards the top, I was focused on just getting points, because who knew what would happen if we kept with the group that we had. And but over the top, I sort of got my points. Solaire came with me, and we were together in the valley, and after that the group sort of shrunk a little bit, and you know, the FDA guys with three of them were really motivated to keep it away. Pedersen as well, to get the points for the jersey and take it today. So yeah, from then on it was just play it smart. Everyone knows I want the points for the jersey, and hopefully have enough left in the tank for the finish.
It was a very impressive group when you finally settled. I mean, with Lander and Solaire and yourself, also Chris Hamilton as well. Lucas Hamilton, sorry. That was an impressive group. You must have thought, yeah, we're strong enough to stay away.
Yeah. I mean, I think the main driving factor was Pedersen and the FDAJ boys. They were like they were super motivated to keep Pino away for the finish, and Pedersen with 1:27, that was when the sprint points, I'm pretty sure, so close to the finish that if we got there with, you know, I think 2.5 minutes, I think we would have enough to stay away. And they were just full gas in all the valleys. I think we had tailwind as well. So if we're doing 55 k's an hour in a valley, the peloton has to go, you know, obviously has to go faster to catch us, and it's not really possible. Why would Quickstep want to catch us?
So that final climb, that was a serious climb. How did you find it?
Yeah, really, really tough, to be honest. After I was sort of, it was good and bad that Lutsenko went so early, because it meant that I had, you know, a long time to settle into my rhythm, and the longer efforts sort of suit me, but it also meant that it hurt for so much more.
you did win the two strongest stages in this competition, and then you have this jersey. What do you feel about it?
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked. Like, hopefully be able to keep this for as long as possible, but yeah, I'd like to see how I go in week 2 and 3 still.
You're the strongest climber at present, and you could even go for general classification. Is that something that would appeal to you?
Yeah, I mean, if I can get some more time back, I mean, I'm probably going to lose a bunch of time on the time trial. It's not something that the team and I have focused on at all. So there's always that. So I think I might have to get in a couple more moves. But I mean, as the closer I get on general classification, the less opportunities I have to get in breakaways, so, and get points for this. So it's, you know, you can't have everything. You know, I'm not going to win stage 11 in a bunch of sprint, am I? So you just can't have everything.
Thank you, guys.
Well, you had a super team support with Alaphilippe, Masnada, Van Wilder, and all the others. How did you handle that first day of defense when those attacks started to come and you were on your own at that point?
Yeah, I think what the team showed today is something that we never could show. So we've been riding very defensively, in defense mode, but we just had to control the breakaway. It was a bit special because Landa was in, so we just didn't want to let it grow more than 4 minutes. So the guys did a perfect job in the valleys and on the first smaller climbs. So I think what we showed today is what a real GC team stands for.
Ineos, I think they were the team that tried to do the attacks. We saw Teo, and then Carlos Rodriguez was there. What was going on at that point? How did you manage it?
Yeah, well, like I said to the guys, look, we put a hard pace at the bottom because also the first 3K were like the least hard. I mean, we're not as hard as the final 3-4 kilometers. So we just wanted to put a good pace, but not overpace ourselves because we knew that the steepest parts were coming. And that's where Ilan took over. That was the plan, that he had to pace on the steepest part. And then we said, okay, look, Remco, if you have the legs, you just go for the last 4K on your own and you do your own race. But then Theo took over and it was like a real attack. I mean, it was like 500-600 watts for a couple of seconds, maybe a minute. So that was a real attack. And that's actually the point that I decided, okay, I'm just going to put the pressure on the pedals, keep pushing. And that's where the race completely exploded, I guess.
Remco, we're on the final tomorrow, that steep 4K climb. How do you think that's going to be for you?
Well, it's going to be completely different. I mean, this was more than 30 minutes. Tomorrow is going to be like 15 minutes. So I think it's a finish where I don't expect big time gaps, especially not in the top 5, 6, 7 of the GC. I think it will be quite close. But I know Simon Yates won there in 2018. So I just hope I will have the legs that I had today and 2 days ago, and then we'll see if it's for the stage win or just for GC time. Then I will just try to put a good effort. But what I saw from the team today gives a lot of motivation for tomorrow.
On the two toughest days in the climbs, you've been chasing an Australian. What's your impressions of Jay Vine?
Yeah. What can I say? It's special that he wins two stages. I mean, the two mountain top finish stages. So yeah, I'm really impressed. Of course, he's not a GC threat, so I'm not really occupied with what he's doing in the front. But for sure, what he shows is some big stuff. So yeah, thumbs up for him. Really nice.
How are you, mate? Tough day in the office, but you look quite strong.
It was okay. Yeah, I think it went how I expected, really. Felt quite good, but the level is very high this year. So, yeah, I think I'm up to 6th overall. So, that's okay. And another hard day tomorrow.
Another one. And so tomorrow you're up into the territory where you won in 2018. So
yeah, yeah. I mean, hopefully that knowledge can help me tomorrow. But we'll see. Well, I'm sure the legs will hurt tomorrow. But yeah, just one more day now. So until the rest day. So let's give it a crack.
Simon, how tough was that climb?
It was pretty tough. Yeah. I suppose it's more just it's very slippy down there. I have to watch out when we're going down the bottom now. It's hard to get grip. And to get out of the seat was a bit of a challenge sometimes, but hey, that's how it goes.
How does that compare to what we're facing tomorrow?
Tomorrow's really different. Shorter, steeper. But yeah, I mean, it just depends how we pull it from today. I mean, obviously I've got some experience there, but we'll see if I can make it count.
You feel good?
Yep.
Luke, that was a very steep climb. Would that be as tough as you've done?
Yeah, I think so, Matt. Especially the lead in the 5 or 6 climbs we had before that really topped it off and made it a real tough climb. Lucky enough, the front of the guys sort of sat up a bit and let the break go after that first climb. I think a lot of us would have been in trouble with time cut. But once again, Jay went in showing his strength, and it's pretty amazing. But yeah, sounds like our boys did all right. But yeah.
Now we speak to you every day. Earlier on, you know your first Grand Tour, but now it's really getting into it. Now you're 8 days, some serious climbs. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm pretty buggered, to be honest, mate. Today's actually the longest I've raced in a row. So a week was the longest I've done. So today broke that. I can definitely feel it. And we're a third of the way through. But now looking forward to the rest day and the TT and sort of have a couple days off and really try work into it and build through the race if that's even possible. But yeah, look, I think us boys, we're still here. We've got a real strong team, and hopefully with the others we can try and make something happen later on.
They tell me tomorrow's finale is even steeper than this. But then you've got, as you say, you've got a rest day, and then your favourite, the TT. So you think you can recover enough to actually have a go in it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll see what the team thinks. Tomorrow is going to be brutal, that last climb, but I think we'll just be able to roll up that and let the light guys go for it. And then, yeah, I'll see on the morning of the TT how we go. At the same time, like, I'm already pretty buckled, so if I went full gas, maybe it cost me in the back half of this race. But look, I always love them, and I'd love to have a little crack at it, so we'll see how we go.
Good on you, mate. Well,
thanks,
done,
mate.
Pal.
Cheers.
Some great interviews there, Johnny. Congratulations to you and Baz. You're really finding your straps. And I love it how you talk to a guy like Luke Plape, who's just thinking, just get to the shower, bus, don't even think about tomorrow and just recover from today. And you go, mate, tomorrow's stage looks even worse. He's like, oh, no. Anyway,
Plappy has seriously loves to chat with us. He actually looks where I am and come to us every day. So we're not going to miss a day with Plappy.
No. I was just saying, I found it funny. Like, you've doubled down on how tough Stage 9 is. But let's have a look at the GC lineup. Remco's on top. 28-second gap to Henrik Maas. Roglic is a minute behind. Where's Yatesy? He's 7th, 2 minutes and 5. Jai Hindley, Ben O'Connor, they're around the same, about 3 minutes. From Hindley and O'Connor's perspective, obviously there's a lot of racing to go, but you'd think that you still can't play too much chicken in terms of stages where you can potentially make up time, yeah? Or what would you be doing if you were, say, Jai Hindley?
They actually, you know, lost that extra, that 20 or 30 seconds show that they're really at the pointy end of this race. It's going to be hard for them to come back to actually, you know, think they're going to win this bike race. Jai and Ben, who are superstars, I can't see them winning this Vuelta. Not this year. But to me, Vinopal looks the strongest, hard to beat. I'll tell you this, the Aussie you had lots of time earlier. Jay Vine, capable of climbing with them all the way through, but he's too far down to win this bike race. Simon Yates is still a chance. He's right there. He's sort of bopping, you know, with them and just a few seconds back. He didn't lose much time today. And getting into his real time zone tomorrow, he's actually my pick for tomorrow. And he won this exact finish in 2008. You know, I picked him last night, but I picked him again for the night. But
if Michael Matthews was here, you'd pick him as well.
But this morning at the start, Vazzy said to me, who's going to win? I said, Jay Vine will win today. I picked him before the start. After his interview, I picked Jay Vine to win.
Okay, well, we don't see any vision of that, so this could be another iffy story. There's no proof. And we want proof on who's
Looking at Vazzy. Vazzy's over at the bar. I can bring him in to verify it if you need.
I've flashed up the wrong stage. This is the stage. Final tip on camera so that you're accountable. Don't worry about who you pick tomorrow before the start. Who you're picking right now, Simon Yates, yeah?
No, Vanderpoel.
Oh, so you've changed already. You've been saying Simon Yates the whole stage, and then at the very end you go, nah, Vanderpoel. Okay. It's Remco's day tomorrow, folks, and he'll extend his lead on the Vuelta. So stay tuned. There'll be plenty more interviews. Great job. If
hang on.
Before we go, yes?
I've got a little funny story. So today, to get to that finish, you had to get a special sticker to be allowed up to the top. I was very late in applying for it, but they finally gave me one. But I had to take a couple of guests. And so I got this amazing Colombian journalist, Juan Carlos, who's been doing the tour forever and lives in London, but he's Colombian. And so we had to take him up. It was an amazing day. And he mentioned that I've been copying a bit of flack from the Colombians for having a go at them. So, and so I had to apologise. So again, apologies. But it was sensational. It did cost us an hour and a half at the top because Wi-Fi didn't work. He had to do a live coverage back to Colombia.
So you're now in the process of repairing the damage from the detour with the Colombian community.
Exactly.
Just to get it back to at the core, you're not a bad bloke, Johnny, and you love the country and the people.
Exactly.
It's great to see.
It was good.
All right. Well, we'll check in with your...
And also, let's see, Adam Yates had a big win.
He did. He did.
Today, he won the mountain stage in Deutschland. So, wrong Yates, wrong person, but still, it was all good.
Yep. Former, obviously, Orica Bike Exchange, Green
now,
Edge.
Now, I do have to make an apology for tomorrow.
What?
We'll have plenty of interviews at the start, but we won't be at the finish. Because we're flying down to southern Spain and I stuffed up with my bookings. Hard to believe. And so we won't be at the finish. But I have arranged my good mate Juan Carlos from Colombia and Gregor Brown to
send you some grabs.
Any Australians who feature, they will send the grabs for us. So, yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, well, you're making some or extending your friendship with a few of the guys on the ground there, Iffy. That's good. All right, mate, great job to you and Vazzy. You're really hitting your straps now, mate. So interviews have been fantastic. And we'll be back again tomorrow with plenty more Detour. Keep supporting the show, youtube.com/Detour Podcast. And we'll be live at 6:30 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time to wrap up the first 9 days of the Vuelta. Should be a cracking stage. So we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. See you then, Johnny. See you, guys.